Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. I once again have busted out my failure is fiction shirt. I fully believe that failure is a myth. It is just an unwanted outcome. There we go. Failure is fiction. Welcome back. Talking about the six laws to take any area of your life from average to savage. And this is the savage mentality right here. Law number one, we talked about supreme accountability. Law number two, all in commitment. Law number three is the vision. Law number four, action. And law number five is general of your army. Now you might say, Matt, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. You're thinking about the general, and you are the general of your life. And you are the general of that army. That army just means who you choose to surround yourself with. I'm sure a lot of us know the famous quote, Jim Rohn, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Very similar to this. You are the general of your army. And let me throw out another one for you. Maybe write this down because this is powerful. Your army determines your apex. Your army determines your apex. Your army, the people around you, your friends, your family, your mentors, your coworkers, all of them combined will determine how high or how low you go in life. And it's so true. If you hang out with five broke people who have no money, it is a much better chance. There's a much better chance you'll be number six. You hang out with five unhealthy people, much better chance you'll be number six. The flip side is also true. I learned this myself the hard way. If you hang out with four healthy people, you will likely trend in that direction. You'll be number five. And if you think about sitting down in a restaurant, if you're with four unhealthy people and you walk into a restaurant, you're like, all right, I'm getting a healthy salad. I'm good. And they all order cheeseburgers. It's going to be a little harder for you to order that salad now, isn't it? For anyone trying to get healthier, I think we've all been in this scenario. Flip it around, which is the same as also true. You go into a restaurant, you're like, I want to be healthy, but I may eat a burger. I don't know. I'm trying to get healthier. And the four people all order salads. Chances you get the burger just went down. You're probably going to get a salad. Whether we want to admit it or not, a lot of times we become very much like the people we spend the most time with. You are the general of your army, and your army determines your apex. I found this out like a punch in the freaking mouth in that Navy SEAL training that I did a few months ago out in California. The reason is not only were we getting trained by Navy SEALs, six of the most badass, incredible individuals I've ever met, but also on top of that, we are also in the mix with some extremely badass civilians and future Navy SEALs. The group that we were around, about 25 of us, a lot were wanted to become Navy SEALs. They wanted to level up in certain areas of their life. They wanted to get in the military. They wanted to do Ironmans, ultra marathons. These are the best of the best civilians and military in a small group that could handle 55 hours of training. It was unbelievable. And I can tell you this. The first night, so we got there 5 a.m. on Friday morning. The first night, it was about 10 p.m. So we're 17 some hours into this training. We're all hurting, but we're still moving okay. The instructor tells us we're going to go on a ruck. And one of the other instructors made it sound like it may be 3 miles, something like that. A ruck, we had 50-pound rucksack on, sandbag in it, all our water and supplies in it. Long story short, this 3 miles turned into almost a full marathon of rucking. We rucked for hours and hours and hours. I don't even remember when it started or ended. We didn't have phones on us, but I'm guessing it started around 8 or 9 o'clock at night and finished at 5 o'clock in the morning because the sun was coming up, I believe, when we took the bus home. It was 9, 10 hours of rucking with this pack on, and we stopped once to grab some food. It was brutal. And it was also even more brutal because when you think it's 3 miles and then you're rucking and you're rucking and you're going and you're pushing and there's no end, it gets a lot tougher. And if I was not around these tough individuals, men and women, there were two women out there with us, maybe one woman at the time, but we had men and women out there, the most badass, tough-minded go-getters I'd ever been around. I'm going to level my game up because nobody's complaining. I'm not going to start complaining. I'm going to be positive while I'm out there. That's just who I am anyways. But when you're around people like this that can push you and call you out, by the way, this helped too. We did a good job of calling each other out on stuff that we could be doing better. We did this thing called, what do they call it? AAR, after action report. After all these evolutions, these tests they gave us, which there were probably over 40 of them over the course of the 55 hours, we would do an after action report. You talk for 2 minutes, 5 minutes about what happened, what went well, what could you do better? And that helped us stay accountable to ourselves and to our teammates. And what ended up happening over time is you start to love these people that you are with. And you start to come together and work better as a team than obviously you would individually. And the last story I'll tell you is this log PT. We had to carry this log between four guys. I don't know how many hundreds of pounds it was, 300, 400, 500. I don't know. It was extremely heavy and brutal to hold. And we had to work in unison to lift this log, push it up over our heads, hold it over our heads. Hold it in front of us like you're doing a bicep curl and then walk with it for half a mile. This log PT was the most brutal physical training I think I've ever done. I mean that, and maybe even mentally as well, because it's very difficult. You all have to be in unison. If it starts to break down, the team can be hurting. But at the end, we came together so well as a team. And I hated this log PT until the very end. And we were throwing this log up and down. We came together so well as a team because we wanted to succeed. We wanted to help one another. We wanted to get better together. And I think that's a huge, huge deal in any area of life. And I learned that in a powerful way training with these Navy SEALs. The main takeaway is this. Your army determines your apex. That's law number five. You're the general. You control it. And you may not think you do. You do. And I understand if there's a cousin or a family member that you say, I cannot just cut them out of my life. I get it. But maybe a better boundary is a possibility where you just spend less time with that person. Not no time. You're going to see them over the holidays, et cetera. But maybe it's less time with that person. The other takeaway I'll give you is just an actionable item you can do right now today. I do this a lot when I'm speaking on stage as well. Take a current inventory. And I think the easiest way to do this is look at your cell phone, pull up your texts, look at the last, whatever the first page of text is. Maybe there's 6, 7, 8 conversations there. Just look at the first page. Take 5 or 10 seconds and think about each of those people and the conversations you typically have. When the conversation is done, are you normally feeling the same, a lot better, or a lot worse? And I feel like there might be a consistency when you start to see these names pop up. You know, we all have those people that text us and we're like, oh boy, here we go, right? Well, maybe we can have less of those, oh boy, here we go people in our phones and in our lives. You are in control. You have one freaking chance at this thing called life. And the amount of people that stay with a best friend because they just want to say they've been best friends for 30 years, even though the best friend may be out at the bars every night and drinking and keep pulling you back into that 22-year-old version of yourself when you don't want that anymore. You need to be able to stand up for yourself and know what you want and know who you need to surround yourself with to get there. I love hearing people that have been friends for 20, 30, 50 years. That's beautiful. But I think it's only beautiful if they're growing together and you're happy. And we're not just, I can't stand being around people who every conversation is about the past. I'm as happy as anybody sharing stories about the past, laughing. I think it's hilarious. College stories, whatever you want to share. But also at the same time, I want to be moving forward. I don't want it to always be looking in the rearview mirror. What do you have on your plate this year that you're excited about? Where are you going in 5 years? How big are you going to make that business? How great is your marriage going to be? Is your relationship going to be with your son or your daughter or your parents? Let's talk about some of that. Not just stories of the past. I want to feel that powerful, compelling future also. Your army determines your apex. Choose wisely. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all next week on the Average to Savage show. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.